Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out. Wow! I don't even know what that was. On Drive, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with a gigantic semi. First leg in the Champions League. Of course, for Clippity Klopp's Liverpool, who beat Villa Villarreal. No one knows really how to say it. At Anfield. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It was a job very well done by Liverpool, a night of patience and persistence which drew its reward. Two goals in 2 minutes early in the second half, and you would imagine that it will prove to be the foundation to a 10th European Cup final for the Reds.
The full work is to do. There's nothing happened yet. That's how it is. For me, it's the best example. You play a game and it's 2-0 at halftime. You have to be completely on alert. You have to be 100% in the right mood.
You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Liverpool are brilliant. We know how good they are, right? But that was a disgrace. That is shocking. That is a disgrace to the Champions League. Liverpool, there's players there that haven't even broke sweat, right? They were walking around that pitch. That's a semi-final of a Champions League. Liverpool are just too good. There's only one team on the planet that can do anything at Liverpool right now, and that's Man City. And maybe Chelsea in a one-off, right? But no one can get near Liverpool. They are streets ahead, and that Villarreal side there were beaten before the first whistle went.
First of all, you can only play what's in front of you. However, Villarreal have done well to get this far. I think they will be happy with that result, because if they get a goal at their place, their atmosphere is very different. But yeah, I felt as though Liverpool could have been a little bit more ruthless. They could have gone for a third or fourth there. And Klopp, obviously, took Mane off. He wasn't happy.
We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Villarreal, I've got no idea how they've made it this far into the Champions League. I can't believe, Jamie, what I have just witnessed
in a
semi-final. Liverpool there, I've just... Alongside Van Dijk, you could have had a fan there tonight. You could have pulled a fan out of the stadium and said, look, it's your lucky day. You're going to play for Liverpool in the semi-final of a Champions League. Get your kit on. That's how bad they were.
No, all wrong. So, okay, where do we start? They knocked out Juventus. How did they knock out Juventus? Stayed in the tie. When the time was right to attack, they did, and that's how they went through. How did they go through against Bayern? Well, actually, they were quite attacking in the first leg, but in the second leg, they realised they couldn't do that. So they stayed compact without the ball. And then when the opportunity came to break and score with Chukwueze, it's exactly what they did. And they knocked out one of many people's favourites. You go to Anfield and face one of the best teams in the world who you know can blow away any team on their day. Do you go there and play gung-ho and open things up? No, not unless you want to lose 5-0.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say play gung-ho.
No,
Kev,
but
they did have a shot on target, mate. Honestly.
Yeah, but they didn't have their best striker, Gerard Moreno, is injured.
Liverpool strolled through that game.
They didn't stroll, though, did they?
They did.
The first half,
they strolled, Kev.
Liverpool struggled to create. Second half, they upped the intensity in the early part of the half.
Now, West Ham manager David Moyes has been speaking to TalkSport's Ian the Moose Abrahams ahead of their massive semi in the Europa League against Frankfurt tonight, would you believe, live on TalkSport. Ian, Moosey, started off by asking Moyesy, David, what he's expecting from his side.
West Ham United fans, take a couple of Thursdays off work because this European run is going to continue into the semi-finals.
I want a good performance, first of all. I need a good result from it if I can get it as well. But it's a two-legged game once again. But I was talking a bit earlier about the quarter-final games were interesting, where our game was one each against Lyon. Frankfurt were one each against Barcelona. There was the only game that was opened up was the Rangers game, which was 1-0 to Braga, who Rangers went on to win and qualify. It seemed to be the second games which were different. That's not to say that will happen in the semi-finals. It could change, which we saw last night in a strange way. A lot of the games in the first game last night looked as if Man City were going to go well in front, but the game tightened up again. So you never know. In Europe, the games are tight, and they have been so far, so we probably expect much the same tomorrow night.
I'm forever blowing.
How much do nerves kick in now that the prize is within sight in terms of a place in the final is just this tie away?
I think the nervous side of it, I think, is really important. I think it's good to be nervous. I think it makes you realise the level of the game. But you want the players to play with confidence and you want them to do a lot of things naturally in the game. But I think nerves are really important for the players to understand the level we're at. And look, it's a great game. It's hugely excited by it. The thrill of being in Europe last year was great. Qualifying, if you'd said to us at the end of May last year you're going to be in the semi-final of the Europa League with a chance of getting to the final, I think we'd have all said you're joking.
And here's the Ajax captain, Marky Mark Noble, who was asked if he thought about lifting the Europa League trophy in his final game for the club, which of course was in his mind because we'd just asked him the question.
For myself, probably I wouldn't be disrespectful to a club like Frankfurt, fantastic football club. Any team that goes and beats Barcelona, you need to respect. So probably that. I would be lying, and I think any player in the world lies when they say they don't think about it, because the thought of lifting the Europa League Cup at the end of this incredible season would be dream come true stuff. But if you say you don't think about it, people lie, because you do. But yeah, did I think I'd be in this position at the end of this season? No. I knew we had a great squad. I knew we had an honest squad. And I believed that we could do something special. But a semi-final, and not only that, but the cup games that we've had, Man City at home to win on penalties, and then Manchester United away to beat them. We've had some great cup experiences, but this one obviously now tops everything.
Now, time to hear from the Hammers coach and pensioner, Stuart Pearce, who was 60 last weekend. Happy birthday, Stuart. Of course, he won't remember that because he can't remember what he goes up the stairs for. Anyway, he was speaking exclusively to TalkSport, looking ahead to the massive semi-final.
We've watched a lot of them. You know, they've put Betis out of the competition. They've put Barcelona out in the last round, and deservedly so as well. It wasn't a fluke, make no mistake. Statistically, they're one of the high performers physically in the league. Very dynamic side. Two wing-backs get forward and support. The left wing-back, Kostic, is very high on the assist chart and goal-scoring chart. So he delivers a lot from that left-hand side. He's got a good interaction with Kamada on the left side of the pitch. Lindstrom and Bora, the centre-forward, you know, is good, very energetic. And they're a high-energy team, well-organised. You would say almost similar to ourselves a little bit. Good energy in the team. Counter-attack threat as well. You know, they get players forward very quickly from defensive positions, you know. So it's going to be a real tough game. It's up in the air. I think you get to this stage of the tournament and it could go either way. So it's got to be a game that our football club have got to be looking forward to. We've not been in Europe for so many years, you know. These are great nights that you've got to embrace.
Now, Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel has been speaking ahead of their match against Manchester United tonight. I'm so looking forward to that. I'm really not. Tuchel accepted that both United and the Blues aren't where they want to be in the table, which is, of course, top.
Well, we would love to be, and I think Manchester United would love to be in a title decider, but unfortunately there are two other teams in red and blue who have a word to say, and over the last years made their point strongly. So we have to accept it, and we have to do everything to and try to close the gap, and Man United as well. They played a huge role in last year's campaign with being second. No, Man U is one of the biggest clubs, a very famous club, very successful club, and like one of the biggest stages where you can play. That's why I can only repeat, I'm very grateful, very excited to play there and to arrive with a strong team, because we arrived to win. We arrived to play for the victory.
And here's the United interim boss, Ralf Rangnick, on rebuilding the squad without Champions League football next season, which of course won't be down to him. So I don't know why he was asked the question in the first place.
Well, of course it would be better if we played Champions League next season, but this also affects other clubs. This is not a problem that only Manchester United has, but I mean, the renewal of the contract of Bruno showed that it's still possible. This club is an attractive club, and with a new manager and with a new approach, with a new manager and the way that he wants to play, this is still a massively interesting club, and I'm looking forward to help both Eric and the club and everybody in the at the club to get the best and to change the whole approach again next season, so that Manchester United can be a top club again.
Time now to hear from the former Wolves striker Don Goodman, who called into the White Jordan show after Simon Money Money Jordan labelled the Forest gaffer Steve Cooper, and I quote, a serial loser. Oh my goodness.
I listen to you guys literally on a daily basis, and 99.9% of the time, I think I've met Simon and told him that I agree with everything he says. But regarding
Keep it up, Don. Steve,
well, this is the 0.01. Regarding Steve Cooper, I just think you're missing the point, really, of the fact that he got Swansea into two playoffs was remarkable given the budgets, given that they'd sold McBurnie.
Not the first one, Don, second one, yeah, I agree.
Well, maybe, yeah, but if you look at it as a whole, I thought massively, massively overachieved at Swansea. So for you to call him a serial loser was something that I kind of, it stirred me into giving you a
contextually, Don, if you've got two playoff semi-finals and two playoffs and both of them you've lost, I mean, the context, this was an interview that was done 8 months ago, yeah, on the back of that. So contextually, I said, if you've lost two semi-finals, you have to be considered as a bridesmaid, not a bride.
I understand your point, Simon, but do you think then, hypothetically, last season, Swansea against Brentford, who was a better team and who was expected to win and who won?
Brentford.
And Swansea never really, with that group of players, they never really stood it. They had a puncher's chance in boxing terminology.
Well, again, yeah, I'll give you another example then. We got into the playoffs in 2004 against a West Ham side that were expected to demolish us, and they didn't.
I remember it.
On now to Gabby O'Connell and Darren Bent having an argument about badminton, as you would.
So now I say these words to you, serves you right.
Ali, you know when you play badminton, right? You know when you serve, do you play the back tram lines are in?
They are in the serve.
See, I thought they weren't. Gabby said they were, so we started off.
They were for doubles, but not for.
See, no, it's the opposite for doubles.
Because he said that was his game. Because he serves deep and he then attacks the net. And because that was taken away from him, he felt like he couldn't play his normal game.
Darren Bent turned up on my home pitch and lied to me about the rules. So Darren Bent cheated me, and then he posted a video to the world and all of his followers showing that he beat me.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Gabby. This is Gail Ems here, Olympic silver medalist in badminton. If you're playing singles, just you versus you, that's it, then I'm afraid Gabby is right. It is a serve all the way to the back line.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Time now to head back to Stuart Pearce, or Psycho, to his friends, or I imagine enemies, really, and Laura Woods discussing Declan Rice's photo shoot.
Stuart, can I just say as well, because obviously you've got all these footballers to deal with and that must keep you busy at the best of times, but now you've got a model in your midst. I didn't see this one coming, a fashionista in Declan Rice who is now modelling for Prada and looking very smart in the process. What did you think of that?
Well, it's the first I've heard of it, to be honest with you, because obviously I've got my finger on the pulse on the fashion scene. Listen, I would have thought he would have been better suited doing donkey jackets and balaclavas now and then. Hey ho, you know what I mean? What do I know?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what it looks like, because he's got a black polo neck on, nice dark suit. It does look lovely. But he almost looks a little bit Dracula-esque, or even, you know, Gru from In Despicable Me. He won't appreciate me saying that, but there is a little bit of a crossover there. Oh, he looks smart.
I'll pass your kind sentiments on to him this morning, OK?
Tell him I think he looks fabulous.
OK.
Anyway.
I'll tell him you're calling him the Count.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. Straight after us, of course, it's West Ham against Eintracht Frankfurt. Europa League semi-final first leg. It's live on TalkSport, presented by Hugh Woozencroft. On TalkSport 2, it's Leipzig against Rangers. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, come on, United!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.